I tell you, if a nerve ever gets wrong, that's the only thing that'll do it, is a chiropractor. Mm. And I said, well, doctor, what do you think about it? Do you think you can handle it? He says, me and the Lord too can. Mm. And so it taken him 2 years to wear that off, you know, and get that nerve back in place where it would stay. And probably he'd take one of them spells and I'd have to carry him up there, and by the time I'd get home, then another nut grab.
Yeah.
You look up this way or either look down that way and that would pull that thing out again.
Mm.
And so I'd call Dr. Irvin and here he come. And so he jumped up one night and put on his robe and house shoes and was heading for my place. You know, I called him, this boy had one of them spells. Not one, but one right behind the other. And my husband, he had a bunch in there, you know, praying for him when the doctor come in. And the doctor what I started to say though, the law stopped him and for speed made him pay a fine before he got there.
Mm.
But when he got there, he knelt in the door and he said his prayer and he went on around to the bed where that boy was. And he just caught his head, you know, and just snatched him around that way. Looked like he pulled his head that far off his shoulders.
Mm.
You know, that nerve was fastened.
Yes, ma'am.
But he knowed how far to pull it. And so James just opened his eyes and went to talking.
Mm.
He's all right. As long as you can keep, but it's taken that man 2 years to ever. Well, I tell you, he said, well, I got to go away for 2 weeks. I'm going to get married. I said, uh-uh. He said, why? I said, I might need you before you get back, and nobody else won't do.
Mm.
And he said, oh, you ain't gonna need me. I said, I don't know. He said, bring me a Friday for a checkup. I carried him in Friday, and he laid him up there again on that little old table thing, put him to sleep. Just that quick, you know, just one little nerve there put you to sleep. I don't know where it is. Yeah. So he just walked the floor, and I know he was praying. And he walked the floor and prayed and walked the floor and prayed. And I got scared. I said to myself, I said, well, I said, Lord, if he's going to die, let him die easy. You know, I done got uneasy. But directly he just went back there and woke up back there.
Mm-hmm.
James got crawling up just like, you know, he'd been asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a bottle of oil, just like a holiness people, anoints people and prays for them. And he anointed that boy from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet.
Mm-hmm.
And from that day to this, he needed to have another.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And he was a chiropractor. He don't give medicine. He ain't allowed to give a shot in the nut. But he just works up and down them levers with his fingers.
Have you ever been to one yourself?
Uh-huh. They make you feel good.
What kind of trouble did you have?
Well, I had headaches and a lot. I called him out to one of my sons. He had pneumonia. He didn't know nothing. But he can doctor anything. But I didn't think he could. But I called him out there, and he just gave Carl an adjustment.